service. It is now 10:45 a.m. Let me say good morning to everyone. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing and glad in it. We're preparing to celebrate our 134th church anniversary early this morning. Come on and bless the Lord for 134 years of being able to do ministry, being able to lift up His name right here in our church. Let us prepare now for our doxology. Praise God for whom all blessings flow.
Meaning on the everlasting. thank you for another opportunity to serve you. We ask you now, Lord, to come and sup with us for just a little while. Help us to be what you want us to be.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for all that you've done. And we thank you for what you're doing right now.
Oh, yes, God.
Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do.
Yes, Lord, yes, yes.
You've been so good to us.
Oh, yes.
You brought us 134 years.
Oh, yes, God, yes.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You brought us through storms, you brought us through rain, you brought us through everything that came
Oh, yes.
Us. And we just say thank you. Now, Lord, fix our hearts, our minds, our spirit, that we might be able to praise and worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us to be what our neighbors need us to be. Help us to be what our family needs us to be. Help us to be what you need us to be, Lord.
Yes, God, yes,
without commitment.
Yes, Lord, yes, yes.
Help us to commit to you and your service here for John's chapter. Help us, Lord, that we might be good evangelists as we go to and fro in this world. Help us to let your light shine. And then, Lord, when the praise comes, we don't accept it. We give it all to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We ask you now, Lord, to touch our pastor.
Please, Lord. Yes.
Fix him from the crown of his head.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
To the bottom of his feet.
Yes.
Fix him for your service here to this your congregation. Bless his name, Lord, that they may be a blessing to him as he blesses us. And we ask you, Lord, to touch River Willis and others too.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Fill his heart, his mind, and his spirit, Lord, with your word today. That you may preach through him. And that we may hear and obey. We thank you for all that you do. And we ask you to just touch every member of this congregation. Fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with what you have us to do and to be. We ask you now to even touch every guest, every visitor, and every enemy, Lord.
Oh, yes, yes.
Touch them that they might find you some kind of way. And if they already know you, Lord, to move a little bit closer. Have mercy, Lord. Heal the sick. Save the lost, Lord. Use us to spread your word.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Comfort the hurting, Lord. Use our hands, our mouths, our feet to do those things for those that need to do. And most of all, Lord, we ask you to give us peace. That we may be unencumbered to do whatever we need to do. Knowing that you got our back. Help us now to praise and worship you in this place for this hour. Have mercy.
Every tongue confess. spirit, but test them to find out the spirit they have come, if the spirit had come from God. For many false prophets have gone out everywhere. Verse 2. This is how you will be able to know whether it is God's spirit. Anyone who acknowledges that Jesus Christ came as a human being has the spirit who comes from God. Verse 3. But anyone who denies this about Jesus does not have the spirit from God. The spirit that he has is from the enemy of Christ. You heard that it will come, and now it is here in the world already. Verse 4. But you belong to God, my children, and have defeated the false prophets, because the spirit who is in you is more powerful than the spirit in those who belong to the world. Verse 5. Those false prophets speak about matters of the world, and the world listens to them because they belong to the world. Verse 6. But we belong to God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever does not belong to God does not listen to us. This then is how we can tell the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. God's words from God's spirit.
Prayer concerns, we ask that you continue to keep those on the list in your govern yourselves accordingly. On page 5 are some other announcements. You know about our request, the pastor's request or the church's request that you give $100 or as you're able for this occasion today, our church anniversary. Also, page 5 are some flyers. This is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it is being the focus of the Women's Missionary Society. Sister Constance Jones, President, and Sister Laureen McDaniel, Second Vice. Be sure to follow up on the recommendations there, and just generally take care of your mental health as you take care of your physical health. Amen.
Amen.
Next Sunday will be a church in the park for Pentecost Sunday, so be sure to get enough sleep this week because service will begin at 9:00 on next Sunday.
Amen.
Right over here at the park. Okay. Amen. 9:00 on 900. Amen.
Amen.
They sound really excited about it. Amen. And Juneteenth, we'll be having much more information coming forth on that. Our leader, Sister Nicole Nichols, is here today, and she'll be reaching out to you all for help, and just mark your calendars for those dates that are on the flyer. Also, mark your calendars for Friday. It's one of the busiest days of our year, I guess. At 9:00 on the 26th, this Friday, will be the school lunch training program. Those who would like to help with that, please see me after service. And thank you to those who already volunteered. Celebrate Recovery Outreach Training is at 4:00 on Friday, and you'll be getting more information about that. And at 6 is the glow party for the end of the year celebration. We'll be sending out a flyer with more information on that. And also the information about the donations that they will be requesting. That's headed up by the YPD. Our birthdays and anniversaries for this week are on page 6. May 23rd, 2019 is Landry Chambers. May 24th, Latasha Crawford. May 26th, Sister Betty J. Simmons.
Yay.
Amen. She's raising her hand over here just in case y'all don't know who that is. Amen. Amen. Sister Betty J. Simmons. Amen. Good to see you. And then May 28th, Michael Elcock. Amen. If there are any other birthdays, just text me if you'd like to. But at this time, we'd like to ask the honorees to remain seated, and everyone else, if you would them another line of applause. Thank God for Brother Grant over there. Amen. Also, we have one anniversary on record, May 24th, 2013. Mr. James L. Crawford Jr. and Mrs. Latasha Crawford. Not to be confused by the singing. Did I get it right, Brother? I got it right. Okay. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. At this time, we will have our special recognition of our seniors 2023. Amen. Our sister Nikki. Give God a hand clap of praise.
I am so thankful and grateful for our church family. Amen.
being called to recognize our children one more time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So let's continue to invest in them. Invest in their education as well as in their spiritual walk with God.
Yeah.
Because when they do well, we're going to do well, right?
Amen.
Y'all hear me? Amen. Men, when you make over $3.6 million a year,
now,
you hear me? You forget about John Shepard. You hear me? Sister, you make $12.9 million a year, but you forget about us, you hear me? When you make that million.
She already started. She said she's saving up her $2,000 and plus because she's going to college.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. So we want to thank God for you all. We want to pray and pray for you all. And again, we're getting ready for a whole lot of things to take place here in our church. And we're here to assist you all. And this is what the church is all about. Dealing with a holistic approach of the church, trying to take care of the whole man. Thank you, Sister Jones. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Nikki. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you. WMS, thank you all. Thank you. The laity. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. This is a good model. I gotta go. This is a good model for other churches to buy into. I know I didn't come through this way in my home church. They didn't do nothing like this. And this is huge, okay? So we're playing 15 good song. Thank you all. Thank you all. Y'all have work. Did they say something now or wait? Oh, they want to pitch you with all of us?
And the parents.
And the parents, okay. All right, the parents, y'all come on. All right. Come on, parents. Come on. Let's stare at the baby. Come on. Get a picture first. Get weird jumping out. There you go. First, I give away the parents. Come on.
Come on, baby. You've been with me every Sunday morning since eating breakfast. Come on here. Come on, Lee. Come on.
All right, let's go. All right. Well, you can walk in, you can walk.
Church of Academy.
listen. And you all enjoy yourselves. And we're so thankful and grateful for the men here in the church, for the mice. And he did well with the steak. He did well with the baked potato. He did well with the salad. He did well with that cornbread or that, what do you call bread? That zucchini bread. Yeah, he did well with all of them. Amen. That brother did cook and the food was delicious, okay? All right. So I said all of this. I said all of that just to say this right here. I can't wait to Father's Day. Amen. Amen. Men, we did our part. We did good. So now the women got to come together for Father's Day. Sanders for our call to worship. Thank you, Brother Simmons, for our prayer. Thank you, Sister Griffin, for the reading of our scripture. Thank you, Sister Simmons, for our announcement this morning. At this time, I want to hear from Brother James Crawford Sr. as he talked to us about the highlight of church history and the occasion. Thank you, Brother Crawford.
Thank you, Pastor, and good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
John Shelf African Methodist Episcopal Church founded in 1889. These are some of the historical highlights. And, I remember one year I did this, and it took me about 30 minutes to get through all this stuff. But I promised you, and I promised them that time, it won't take me no 30 more minutes this time to get tired and everything like that. But I guess, I don't know. I think we have an energizer buddy in our midst.
Yeah.
Don't ever get tired. You know what I'm saying? Smile all the time. You know, I don't know, I'm kind of wondering, is this rascal for real? and then you think about that song, you know, it says, it's the God in me.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only way you can survive, you know, and do all of this.
Yes, Lord.
But anyway, I'm going to attempt to go through some of this stuff, and if I make a mistake, you know, charge it to my head and not to my heart. But Enterprise was a forest and a farm area with a total population of about 400. Three of those farms were owned by blacks, the Fleming, the Grants, and the Johns. First church organized in the area was New Zion AME Church, which is located in present day Enterprise out in the Cottonville community. And I think Mr. Fleming's father and a few of them were in charge of, you know, really like building that church back at that time. And the meetings were held on Grant property from 1883 until 1889. In 89, a quarterly conference held at New Zion granted permission to some of the members of New Zion to withdraw for the purpose for getting a new AME church started. And the people wanted a church, a congregation that was, you know, much nearer to where they lived. Because a lot of them lived right here over here, right here on Methodist side, right across the highway. And getting out to Cottonville, that was a pretty long walk. So, and then it was a horse and buggy day. You know, they didn't have a car, they could just fly out there right away on. So they wanted to build something closer that would be nearer, right off Geneva Highway and all that. And so the members of the Johns family gave 2 acres of land. And I know this because this is part of the record, but I also know well, Hop always bragging about it. Hop, every time we get ready to do something like that and want to know about the history of the church, do Hop. But to most of us who knew him, we call him Hop. But his real name is Clarence McCrae. You know, he lived right across the street. And he always bragged about his granddaddy gave the acres of land to build the church on. And his granddaddy's name was Jason J. Johns. Their last name, you notice the last name is Johns. So our first name was their last name, Johns Chapel. That's where the Johns Chapel part comes in. All AME churches in those early years were in the Alabama Annual Conference. Johns Chapel was accepted by the conference in 1889 and made part of the circuit. The first pastor was Reverend W.L. Lewis, Reverend S. Griffin, and Reverend Hilliard. The South Alabama Annual Conference was organized at Johns Chapel in 1914 with the Reverend W. M. Powers as pastor and the Reverend J. H. Jones as bishop. The first, you know, we kind of had some mishaps with Johns Chapel throughout the years, because the first building was destroyed by fire. And the second building was destroyed by a storm. The third building lasted through four pastors. The members expressed that they wanted them a brick building, so they put in to build the brick building in 1922, and they finished it in 28. A lot of upgrades and everything were made and all this good stuff. And they had wanted, earlier they had wanted a basement. And they found out that they couldn't get the basement because there was a lake that ran right under the Geneva Highway and under our church. And a number of years ago, a lot of years ago, as a matter of fact, that was one of the reasons why people said that we had a lot of trouble a lot of times with our cemetery, graves sinking in and all that because of the moisture and the water that ran, you know, under our church and everything. But I don't know how true that is, but, you know, that was, you know, reading some of the old records and stuff. And then we got a pastor in 1978, his name was Roy Peters. He had a vision for the church. He wanted to do something in 1982. Our church was completely destroyed by fire. And I remember that well. Because, you know, where I live, my bedroom faced the church. And it was sometime after midnight that I might have got to get something to eat, I don't know what. But anyway, I was laying there. And I saw the building on fire. I mean, it was a blaze like you have never seen before. And I told Brennan, and we called the fire department. I don't know how long it took them to get there, but anyhow, it must have taken longer than it should have taken because the building was completely destroyed by fire. Completely. Now, a miracle occurred here. At that time, the balcony back here, and the pulpit area was down there in the front. And in the front, where everything had been destroyed, there was a podium with a Bible on it, big Bible sitting on it. Fire didn't touch it. Never touched the thing. And you know, I don't know if you know what to think about that, but like Ella Reddick always said, and I think Reverend White got the power or got the idea, came up with, but we always attributed to Ella Reddick, but I think somebody told me recently that Willie Jr. came up with "But God." But anyway, we just gonna say "But God" anyway. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it came from. Just so it's so, you know. So Peters came up with this building And one thing he wasn't really able to finish and everything was we wanted an elevator. We were going to have an elevator back through there. Going to go up to the second floor. And got all these different rooms in there. We used to kind of have them filled up at one time when we had big Sunday schools and all of this stuff. But, you know, time and it's filled with a lot of change. And so change does occur at times. Bill Peters wasn't really able to completely finish the building because he had a stroke. And he never even got a chance to preach in this sanctuary. He was an awesome man. He was a brilliant man. I mean, I think he did the same thing at Brown Chapel in Selma, Alabama, built that church and designed it and all that. So he had, you know, all kind of rooms and kitchens and sanctuaries and all this. It was how he had envisioned it. And so we have, tried to go through it. He never got a chance to preach here. But in 1987, he was brought here and laid to rest. You know, it's where we had his funeral at right here. And he was just wonderful. And I think his, trying to think what his favorite song was. I think of it in a minute, but I forgot how to do it. But I kind of forgot.
It is well.
It is well with my soul. That's it right there. Thank you, girl. Yeah. And boy, he can sing. He was an accomplished pianist, too, I think. But he's one of the most free men that, you know, ever come in contact with Roy D. Peters. And you need a helpmate, you know? And the one that he had, Theophilus D. Peters, complimented him well. She was a teacher. As a matter of fact, we worked together for a number of years until Rev died, and she left to go to Montgomery to stay with her daughter. But our church, under Bishop Davis, when he was appointed, he in 08, and John Chapel was assigned to the Southeast Alabama Conference. Those are bishops. That's where we are now. Reverend Geist was a presiding elder. And he did a wonderful job, too. And you also know that he served as our pastor. And he served from 92 to 97, some 5 years. But he was, you know, he was kind of a weekend pastor, I think. Because he, you know, lived in Birmingham. He commuted down here daily, you know, whenever he needed to come. And he was a wonderful man. He was a tremendous pastor, too. Really, I did like his preaching and everything, just like the guy we got now. Maybe y'all catch up in a minute. kind of like my wife would teach Sunday school the other Sunday and everything, and nobody went sitting there, and she said, "Y'all made a lesson." So we got to keep up with the lesson, listen and be aware of what's going on, seeing what the joke is, if you're telling you a lie, if you're telling you the truth, or whatever. And I think my 30 minutes is getting close to being up. Guess what? We having so much fun, I ain't started yet. But anyway, we have Dr. Eugene Marshall, who was candidate for Bishop. He's our presiding elder and everything now. And Bishop Harry L. Seawright is, you know, the bishop. And he's doing a wonderful job, and they're all doing a great job here in our district, and our church is prospering and everything, too. Our church anniversary, and earlier, you know, we kind of had it focused on storytelling and singing and bonding and, you know, passing down ideals to our children and everything, growing up in history and everything like that. And one of the things that affected us was the pandemic. But if God is in it, you know, we're going to win it. There's no doubt about that. The pandemic didn't stop us. But it wasn't just, it was because of God, but it was also because of leadership that had been put in place, in order for us to be able to do these things that were going on, that we needed to go on. And so we continued to go to church, even though, and I like being outside in the car and everything and listening and all that good stuff. And it was still good and all. But, it's nothing like, the fellowship of being a part of and seeing, each other so that, we can kind of live just like each other and everything. COVID-19 didn't stop us. It just slowed us down just a little bit. And it like everything else, it passed. I think it lasted from November to sometime in next year and everything. But as I said before, because we had kind of leadership in everything we did, we just continued to pray, we continued to work, and we continued to survive and all. And our church has always been like a beacon of light. It's kind of been the leader in our communities and all, if you want to know what was going on, all you had to do was go to John Chapel, find out what was going on in your community, ask somebody who was at John Chapel. We've always been here and always wanted to be here. And our church has always been a sanctuary. It's a place where we could go and deal with things. And it was a haven of safety. And I can remember when I lived right across the street as a little boy, when the weather was inclement, things were going bad, when you thought tornadoes and stuff were coming, this is where we were headed to, right here. We were here right here to the church. Not knowing that some of us might not have been so righteous and that kind of thing. And the thought of the building was, shit, we fall down and kill it. But we knew that God wasn't going to tear John Chapel down anymore. And throughout the year, we've had over like some 30 pastors, and I'm going to shoot through these right quick from 1914.
Yes. How many? How many pastors?
Over 30.
Then the first and the last.
Charismatic, right, Reverend. Willie White Jr. and his lovely wife, Patricia, who have done great things and who are doing great things. And we just continue, we just hope that we're going to continue and stay in prayer and kind of follow the leadership as directed. And it won't be to him, but God be the glory. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. man, that takes out of my heart. We will be acceptable in your sight. We are the church. I am the church. Oh Lord, my rock and my redeemer, let the church say amen. Listen to Brother Crawford. I got so ecstatic about all the church history.
Yes.
You know, we like to know. I know me, I'm a history buff.
Yes.
And I love to hear the church history. All the stuff throughout the years. That is so funny to me, but you got to smile. And when you have a genuine service of God, like our pastor said, we win. We win not just because God loves us, but we love God. It's about building a relationship. We know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yeah.
Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life.
Yeah.
And that is so important to each and every one of us. Let's build our relationship. We with God, we help develop our relationship with Christ.
Amen.
Our scripture for this morning, where Sister Griffith read just about all of the scriptures, but I want to just emphasize on the theme scripture. 1 John 4:4, and I'm reading from the NLV. But you belong to God. But you belong to God. My dear children, you have already won a victory over those people, because victory over those people, the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit of the world. We win. Accepting for today is a winning attitude, church. A winning attitude, church.
Amen.
Well, I'd like to thank my brother James Crawford for that church history. Our church has survived so many battles without in centuries. We could have just packed, our forefathers could have packed up their bags and went home. But no, they believe so much in the church, and they want to put emphasis in establishing our church. I know sometimes my family can call me hard-headed. A blockhead or whatever. But many of us have been called hard-headed, or blockheaded, or stubborn. But I think about that scripture when Jesus was in Caesarea, and Peter said, "Thou art the Christ." Peter, God, Jesus said to him that the Spirit led you basically. I'm very proud. but on faith in God that he built his church. On our broadcast, on our stubbornness, on our hard-headedness, he will build his church. We talk about that. This church is sitting on a underneath leg, but God still established a church. This church has burned down so many times, but still God established a church. This church has been destroyed so many times, but still, look at it. Look at it. We just came out of the pandemic. A lot of folks say, woe is us, but God still building. Dear children, we are the church. We are the church. Our church, we got to be in the church. We keep on doing exactly what we need to do. And I see him back there. I like to thank my pastor, wife, because I know he's been through a whole lot of stuff. We were right there with him going through all that stuff, but still, to see him smile, and you know, everything is going wrong, makes me smile. And sometimes I know to see all y'all low ones, the congregation smile. It makes me smile. I'm a straight denomination. I ain't going to lie, but still, the Spirit of God can run through this denomination is one little one. I still remember there were times when I was so tired of going to church, but now I am excited. And I said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord and see our place within your gates.
Yeah.
I'll be our place within your gates.
Yeah.
That is a winning attitude.
Yeah.
You need to be excited when coming to church.
Yeah.
Don't sit back at your Lord. You will trust me. You will need to know that's from the Lord. Not fall short on that silly stuff. You need to know deep in your heart. You need to know that you know that you know that you know that you can trust God, for God is for you. He said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Look at what happened to us. The gates of hell hasn't prevailed. We just kept on building towards God. See, in this passage of scripture, when I really started studying in this scripture, I got so excited. A lot of people did not think that Jesus Christ, the early church, did not think that Jesus was a person. He was not human. He had to be something else, but he was it. We all have that same difference now, but some will try to tell you that God, that Jesus is not the deity. I heard that from so many people. I just tell them, just to trust God. He will work it out for you. Believe in God. This church survived for 134 church has been around for 134 years. It was not by accident. It was not by happenstance that the church was around for that long. It was all by God's Spirit.
Yes.
By His Spirit. We worship God in spirit and truth. We thank God when we don't feel like even celebrating anything, no joy in our heart. But we ask God to help us with our unbelief so we can move on. I can take up to them when I see my pastor sometimes. When I come into the church, I really don't feel like worshiping, but something gets inside of me, especially when I hear the pastor's voice. When I see, I call them, Lord, one beloved, because you are loved by Jesus. When I see all of y'all standing up and ready to experience worship, it made me shout for joy. It put the Holy Spirit back into the dry bone. And I'm ready to worship God. We worship God, not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit, His Spirit. And this going to keep us going on. Like I said before, we win. I'm looking at y'all. I want to celebrate 150 years of this. On this rock, we shall build our church, and the gates of hell will never forget. Because we belong to Jesus.
Yeah.
We belong to Lord and Savior, our Savior Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
We believe in Him. We trust in Him. We have a winning attitude. Yeah. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for being with each and every one of us as we go further and celebrate your name. We may look tired, but you give us that energy to keep on going. And we thank you for that. We belong to you. We belong to you. We are building a relationship with you. We know the victory is yours. We win because of our trust in you. We know that nothing can prevail against you. Trust God. Thank you.
Prayerful, practical, powerful.
this outstanding pastor, preacher, amen, that the Lord is using. What a beautiful topic. Scratch where we itch. Bowl down our alley. And God may be sitting in our lounge as we look at our topic. I am the church. The preacher made it crystal clear. You got to start with God. You got to be born again. For you can make that proclamation, you got to have God in you. Mobile church, a moving church. And after you receive Christ, you have to participate in ministry. Become practical. Put some layers on that commitment. We got to do something. No, it's not an option when you are the church. We have to do something. Why the blood running warm in our veins? And we're thankful and grateful for the challenge this morning. Young people, we're so thankful and grateful for you all. Allowing God to use you all. And we're proud of you all.
Come on, come on.
Lord, be with you. Pray, God, to continue to use you in a very powerful way. Keep it, God, in your care. Be a vase all around him. As he exemplifies who you are in school and in the community, just round and about. Keep whispering to him. Keep talking to him. That's your spirit. The devil will never tell you to come to the altar. The devil will tell you to sit there and work it out and figure it out. But God, that's your spirit. Thank you for your spirit speaking to our children. Thank you, God, for not being biased, dealing with gender and age and race. Your love is for all. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Service in the fellowship hall. So let's go to the fellowship hall. We need to eat. Amen. And have strong fellowship. Amen. Doxology, praise God, with whom all blessings flow.
I got to say this to all of you.